So our talk today is
Ernest Holmes through song, singing the words of Ernest Holmes. And as I spoke a little bit earlier, after 25 years in this teaching of the science of mind through Centers for Spiritual Living, I finally achieved my practitioner's license. And it's so amazing to me because now I have this credential. And because I have this credential, it's like the energy has changed. My energy's changed, and it feels like the energy from other people has opened up to me, and I'm so excited about it. And so what I started to do... That's okay. We already... What I started doing in these classes was... For a while, every week, I would come in with a new song because we'd have all this reading to do, and I love doing homework, but what I noticed, I'm going to talk a little bit more about this later, is that the best way for me to learn something is to write about it, either writing or writing, especially music. So almost every week, I would come in with a new song, and the first one I came in with... I came in with this song that I just remembered when I first started taking classes in Morristown, New Jersey with Frankie Timmers. In the classroom up here on the wall was a picture of Ernest Holmes, who is known as the father of the science of mind philosophy. It's a new thought philosophy. It's very similar to Unity. It's a little different, but they're like brothers and sisters. I think it's a little less scripture-based, yeah, which works for me. On this picture of Ernest Holmes, one of his most famous things, there's a power for good in the universe, and you can use it. Actually, the saying was, there's a power for good in the universe greater than we are, and you can use it. I forgot about the greater than you are part. But I wrote this song. And there's a power for good in the universe, and you can use it. Then I added, if you choose it, you know, because it is all about our choice. It's there. We don't have to take advantage of it. And there's a power for good. And where and when is that power? Does anybody know where is the power in here? And when is it? Right now. Because, you know, we can learn from the past, but there's no power there. We learn in the moment. Or we can think about the future. We could set intentions for the future, but we do that in the now present moment. So this is where the power is. So we're going to do
There's a power for good in the universe, and you can use it if you choose it. There's a power for good in the universe, and you can use it right now. Let's try that. There's a power for good in the universe, and you can use it if you choose it. There's a power for good in the universe, and you can use it right now. And the power of now is calling me, and the power of now brings me all I can be, and the power of now is listening. Can use it if you choose it. There's a power for good in the universe, and you can use it right now. And the power of I am is calling me, and the power of I am brings me all I can be, and the power of I am and the power of now are beckoning me. There's a power. Choose it. There's a power for good in the universe, and you can use it right
now. We're going to sing in the first person present tense. I, two, three.
There's a power for good in the universe, and I can use it if I choose it. There's a power for good in the universe, and I can use it right now. I can use it right now, and I can use it
as you talked about, we get an idea in our head. You know, everything that's ever been created started as an idea. He calls that a spiritual prototype. Isn't that scientific? Spiritual prototype. And it's just waiting there in the unformed state, waiting for us. So he says that I'm building my future one belief at a time, for it is done unto us as we believe. Here's your part. I'm building my future one belief at a time. It's nature or nurture, one belief at a time. I'm building my future one belief at a time. It's nature or nurture, one belief at a time. Let's do kirtan right here. It is done unto you as you believe. And it comes as you open to receive. You can achieve all that you can conceive. You can achieve all that you can conceive. I'm building my future one belief at a time. It's nature or nurture, one belief at a time. I love this part. Ernest said this. I am my own healer, guru and guide. I know that the answers come from deep inside. You can do that as a kirtan. I know that all. I know that the answers come from deep inside. There's a power for good in the universe, and all is divine. One belief at a time. So, you know, I am the maybe past, maybe reigning, definitely past folk music queen of New Jersey. So in folk music, I learned about something called a zipper song or a zipper verse, where you can put whatever words you want in there. So in this part of the song, there's a little zipper part where it says, I am my own healer, guru, and guide. I know that the answers come from deep inside. Now, this third line, there's a power for good in the universe, and all is divine. Well, that first part doesn't have to rhyme because it ends with, and all is divine. I'm building my own future one belief at a time. So I started collecting little new thought cliches for that section. I am my own healer, guru and guide. Let's try that. I am my own healer, guru and guide. I know that the answers come from deep inside. Now here's the little zipper part. So I got this one. Change your thinking, change your life, and all is divine. Let's try that part. Change your thinking, change your life, and all is... How about this one? It is what it is, and all is... And all is divine. I like this one too.
What goes around comes around, and all is divine.
I'm open to suggestions. This is the latest suggestion. It goes like this.
Whatever, and all is divine.
Right.
Whatever,
and my personal favorite, what you think of me is none of my business,
and all is divine.
Let me hear you.
And all is divine.
This third song in this four-song medley is called This I Know. Belief is very powerful. What a powerful tool to believe. Even more powerful, I think, is a knowing. And this is about prayer.
There's a universal consciousness that comes with the thought that I am blessed. I know. This I know, and I believe in my heart and mind, with the faith of God, that all is divine. I know, this I know. Prayer is communion, a sacred union, a secret place of the Most High. Openness and a willingness to see the world with the eyes of God. I know, this I know.
We can sing that part a couple of times.
I know, this I know.
One more of those.
I know, this I know.
And you know how I know all this stuff? What cements me knowing this?
I am made of God, and God is all of me. I am made of the goddess, and she is all of me. I am made of spirit, see it, feel it. The goddess, and she is all of me. I am made of spirit, see it, feel it, hear it. I am made of God, and God is all of me. There's a presence, there's an essence, there's a light within me that shines. There's a presence, there's an essence, reflecting the divine.
That's right.
There's a present essence, there's an essence, there's a light within me that shines. There's a presence, there's an essence, reflecting the divine. There's a presence, there's an essence, there's a within me that shines. There's a presence, there's an essence.
This I know. You can sing that a couple.
I know.
Beautiful. Let me hear you.
Yes, I know. I know. And so it is.
So this next song is called The Central Flame of Love. And it's the idea that love, which is another word for God or source or spirit, love leads the way, or love points the way. Love points the way. And what takes love there to the way? The law. The law is the action of God, and it always says yes. That's the faithful servant to spirit, to us. To our conscious letting spirit know what we want. That or something better is usually that's a good thing to add, that or something better. But a trained mind is so much more powerful than an untrained mind. And an untrained mind is run by a lot of unconscious thoughts and beliefs. So if we can get in there to the unconscious mind, which is, that's in that second part of the whole thing of the spirit, the soul, and the body, which is the manifestation. Here's spirit. Here's our thought. Here's our spiritual prototype. Universe says yes, and it takes us through, and it brings us into the manifestation, or the body. So do you know that science of mind? It's a logo, it's a circle, which is never-ending and never-beginning. Infinite circle, and then there's two lines, and it's those three parts of, it's all God, but we can understand it. We put it in three sections. So we do have spirit, which is all that is, in the unformed. We have soul, which is our individualizing parts of spirit, which tells it what to do with our conscious ideas. And that's the law that takes it through. That's the energy. And then it comes into the manifestation. So it comes down like this, sort of as a V, and then it's in the body, it's in the manifested state, and nothing in physical form lasts forever, so then it takes it out, it goes back into spirit. So it's kind of a comforting thought to know that everything goes back to spirit, it all goes back to God. Who knows where it goes after that, if it comes back? I don't know, but I feel great comfort in. And then that V, the lines aren't there, so it shows that it's all God. It's all connected with the V without the lines in between. So the central flame of love points the way. The center, central, center. That's the God's center is everywhere, and its circumference is nowhere. So the central flame of love points the way. And there's a couple bridges in here. That'll be your part. So let's see.
The central flame of love points the way. This highest form of spirit has its end. No words, only feeling. So powerful and healing, the central flame of love points the way. The central flame of love points the way. And the central flame of love in my heart, and the heart of God and mine never part. No words rose so free. Power of just being, the central flame of love in my heart, the central flame of love in my heart.
Now here's your part.
Only love knows love, and love knows only love. Only love knows love, and love knows only love.
more time. And so, one of the things that I did before I took the practitioner's class, I mean, we moved to West Palm Beach. There really wasn't a science of mind center that was had things when I needed to have them in Sarasota or Bradenton. And so I kind of let it go, and then we moved to West Palm Beach for 4 years. It was only supposed to be one or two, but it was four, and, you know, the timing was perfect. We started to take classes, and because I love the classes. And then my teacher said to me, you know, you only need two more classes and you can start the practitioner training. You wanna? And I'm like, okay. And I had done this work before. It had taken me 10 years from 93 to 2003 to do all the work. And it wasn't that important to get the license. Maybe I wasn't ready, but now it was time, and it was a lot of work. So one of the last classes that we took before the practitioner training was one called Practical Mysticism. And we read a Joel Goldsmith book that I loved, loved, loved. And we read Entering the Castle by Carolyn Mace. And Carolyn Mace, she's not really a New Thought person. She talks about I mean, she's brilliant and everything, but I had some, like, disagreements with her in the book. Things, I feel like she thinks God is somewhere else, not here, and, yeah, it's whatever. But that reading that book was like pulling teeth for me. It was challenging. And you enter the castle, and then there's seven mansions, and you go into the first mansion, and what you do is you call forth, you bring up your, she calls them reptiles. So this is shadow work. That's not fun. Plus, I just had a real problem. I know that the mystics, we studied St. Teresa Avila and the mystics like in the 1500s, the Catholic mystics, and a lot of them went in there just kicking and screaming. They didn't want it. Just like I didn't, I know I don't want to be a mystic. Some of these mystics were, they were afraid of going into seizures or being thrown across the room. You know, this is what happened. The energy is so great. But as I read the book, I made myself read it. It got easier, it got nicer. But it was still hard for me because I'm a good student. And James knows that every night I'd have the straight edge out. I'd be reading it like this. Oh, I like that line. Write it down. And then as I wrote down a line, some rhyme would come, or I would say, well, how can I say that in another way? So I was using different pathways in my brain. And I got so clear that if I really want to learn a principle or learn something, I just write a song about it, and then I get it. So the idea behind this, it's about the soul. So a lot of us are probably at a place in our lives where maybe we've had goals and they haven't come to fruition, and it's time to just kind of let it go and, you know, just accept that. Because it's really about, what does the soul want? What does my soul want? And to allow ourselves to surrender into that. And, you know, and when we do that, I mean, that's a real letting go of the ego, to let go of a dream that we have. And it could produce dark nights of the soul. Am I the only one here that's ever had one? And so what happened with these mystics is that they had so much, they had faith of God, or so much faith in God, that they began to look forward to a dark night of the soul, because they knew they were deepening their faith, and they knew, they believed that they would come out better on the other end. So, Conscious Communion, co-written with Carolyn Mace, although she doesn't know it yet.
Back to my soul, a spiritual reunion. I can let go of the control, call forth from the depths. It's a mystical death. Forget the separation. I've stepped into the realization, aware of my vibration. Conscious communion, bringing me back to my soul. It's a humbling of the ego, with tears that cannot be consoled. Until the time I let go, bringing in the new from the old. Called forth from the depths, it's a mystical death. Forget the separation, I'm going for the manifestation of bringing forth transformation. Conscious communion, bringing me back to my soul. Does the source in me need a dark night to help me succeed? Opening to show me what's real, this blessed truth that was concealed. What does the source in me know? A dark night to help me grow, opening to show me myself. I couldn't be anyone else. Conscious communion, bringing me the heart of God. A spiritual reunion, inspired and I am in awe. Called forth from the depths, it's a mystical death. Forget the separation, I'm going for the inspiration, using my imagination, feeling the intoxication, shouting out my declaration, seeing the illumination. It's a sacred co-creation. Join me in the celebration. Conscious communion, bringing me back to my soul. Bringing me back to my soul. Bringing me back to my soul.
All right, thank you. And I'm running a little bit over, but I'm going to take the opportunity. We're just going to do one more song for the lesson, and this is a spiritual mind treatment. It's a very famous one from Ernest Holmes, and it's called As I Allow. We're just going to plow through.
There is one life, that life is God, that life is perfect, that life is my life now. There is one life, that life is God, that life is God, perfect, that life is perfect, my life now. That life is my life now. As I allow.
One more time.
There is one life, God. That life is God. Perfect. That life is perfect. That life is my life now. There is one life. That life is God. That life. I am God's gift, and you are too. Our spirits live into this truth as we open to receive. It is done as we believe. There is one love that life. Life is my life now, as I allow.